Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dual Screens podcast. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Fontana, and with me are it's a literal gaggle of people. But first, I want to introduce you to the co-host with the mo-host. That's right. He is the most host. Ho.
You should have said with the homost.
That would have been so good. But you know what, Andy? Still, you know what I mean? I know,
listen,
like,
I'll allow it.
Well, you will. But you know, how it is. Anyway, that's Andy Asimakis. How are you, Andy?
I'm eating a Japanese candy that's essentially sweet condensed milk in a little form. I'm just popping
in case our guests didn't know.
It's hanging out back there.
That's how professional we are. He is having a chewing or hard candy of some kind.
Can you tell?
I could tell before the show started. So we'll see. The first time I hear candy clacking against your teeth, I am going to mute your microphone.
The mute's right there. I can just
I'm just going to mute you for the whole show. That's what's going to happen.
Right there. You even noticed.
I didn't even notice. You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this week, we have Jeremiah Bramble. We have Soma Putera. We have Ayuni. And they are all of Stairway Games, the developers of Coral Island, a reimagined farm sim game inspired by the classics. Welcome to the show, everybody. How are we doing? Everybody talk at once.
Fantastic. How are you guys?
We're doing great. This is nice. This is going to be a good
sexy,
one.
Sexy, full house
it's
people.
Beautiful. It's nice to have.
It feels good.
This is the max. Otherwise, you know, our brains would not be able to handle it. But folks, speaking of brains handling things, in case your brain hasn't handled it or comprehended it so far, this is the Dual Screens podcast, the world's number one indie developer interview podcast, probably. Everyone in the gaming industry, be it a programmer, an artist, a voice actor, a PR person, whoever the hell it is, they all have a story to tell. And this is their platform to do so. The show posts each and every Friday on your listening device, anywhere, literally anywhere. And of course, in video form on youtube.com/DualScreensTV. But enough of that. All right. Enough of the rigmarole. We have business to get down to. Team at Stairway. I'm going to kick this over to Andy for our ceremonial lead off question of the show. Andy, take it away, my friend.
Thank you, Steven.
You're welcome.
So, as always. So I went through the Kickstarter a bit before the show started.
Yes.
I went through your about page on the old internets. And the question that comes to mind is, how soon should I quit my job?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm going to go back to Time Suck Farm, this is legit Time Suck Farm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have a thing like a job to weigh me down. So
yeah, I agree.
Should I quit like a year from now? Should I just quit tomorrow to prepare myself for when the game comes out and I give my life to it wholly? What should I do? Give me some advice here.
Sound career advice.
Well, I would say that it would be in your best interest to quit maybe 18 months from now. You know.
Okay. Okay.
So maybe not 12 months. Now,
okay.
Let
okay.
the game release into early access. Let it
sure.
simmer for.
Let it simmer. Then, got it.
And then you know, I'm sure 18 months from now, we'll have a real good product worthy of you quitting your job.
And that's a little bit of savings in that time. Then,
yeah. And remember, Andy, nobody here could be held responsible for your career choices. You understand? This is not official financial advice at all. Okay. Just we want to make sure that's actually said and recorded.
So I'm pretty sure I was just told to quit my job.
That's what I'm saying. That's
probably. I should say Jeremiah.
Probably. Right. So probably.
Probably. Yeah.
Got it.
So I think I need to add that as a disclaimer.
All right. So for those who don't know what Coral Island is, why don't we give the old elevator pitch? Who could take that and tell our listeners what Coral Island is?
Yeah, I just want to add that this is our first podcast as a team, so
it's okay.
We're popping our cherry here. So you know,
beautiful.
Thank you for that. And so figuring out who's going to answer.
I have an idea. I don't know. I don't know everybody's role. So why don't we go around and introduce everybody, and we'll figure out what everybody's role is so that we could tailor these questions to the roles. Because you know what? We very rarely have three people on one show. So it's going to be a learning experience for everybody. So why don't we start with Jeremiah? Jeremiah, who are you to the team? What's your role? And, you know, all that fun stuff.
Okay. Hi, everyone. You can just call me Jeremy.
Jeremy.
I am one of the co-founders of Stairway Games. And on Coral Island, my role is game director.
Nice. Ayuni.
So my name is Ayuni, and I'm the creative director. Yeah, I guess.
Creative director.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Very, 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 very good. And Soma.
Yeah, I'm Soma. I am co-founder, and in Coral Island, I'm game producer.
Producer. Okay, so we
keeping things in check.
Keeping things in check. Yes. Yeah, so I was going to ask. So we have the producer, and so we have the game director and creative director. What are the differences in those positions?
You want to take that one, Ayuni?
Oh, sure. Well, from my end as a creative director, I just, I would be the one, well, along with these two folks, right? Who's responsible for like the world building and making sure that the game ties together, you know, on the high level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Jeremy would be probably the one that would execute the game. In our vision.
Got it. So,
I guess
Ayuni, I think you might be the best person to answer this question. What is Coral Island?
Mm-hmm.
Coral Island is, I want to say that it's the traditional farming game. So that was our initial idea. And then we just build up on it. We added more stuff. Into the game, like the diving, and then
so is it more of a story based is it a farming game but with more story, more maybe some role play elements? What's the moment to moment gameplay here? Jeremy, maybe you can answer that one.
Yeah, sure. And maybe to expand a bit on what, you know, Ayuni was saying, the short answer is, you know, Coral Island is a farm sim game, you know, so for the viewers out there, that's it, you know, that's really the short answer. But I'd say the longer answer is that, you know, we grew up, I mean, Indonesians loved Harvest Moon, you know, like as a country, everyone's kind of played Harvest Moon Back to Nature here. So it's kind of ingrained, you know, in us. So, and then obviously Stardew Valley came along and really pushed the genre forward. And these two games, I think, have been pivotal as inspirations for Coral Island. The reason why we decided, why did we end up developing Coral Island is because there were elements, you know, or things that we wanted to see in a farm sim game that just like didn't exist, you know, one of which having characters, you know, that kind of look like Disney characters. I have nothing against like an anime aesthetic because, you know, I actually do enjoy anime myself. But it was like, hey, it's like, why isn't there a farm sim game that has characters that look like Disney? I think extending on that is, you know, we our studio is made up of, you know, local talent, and we wanted to see more characters that look like us. You know, so like representation was like a super important factor. And sorry, so again, this is the long answer.
Sure.
I warned you.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, sorry. And then the other part to that was, you know, we wish there was a game that tackled some of these environmental awareness issues that we find important. And the one that we're you know, trying to incorporate into the game is corals, right? And hence the name Coral Island. Because living in Indonesia, you know, like what people call pollution in a like a first world country or like even the US, it like pales in comparison, you know, to what pollution is like in Indonesia. So all those things, all this is to say that we wanted to make a farm sim game that kind of pushes the genres forward, involve all those elements, and feature mermaids, you know, because why not?
Hell yeah.
Everybody loves mermaids.
My daughter's all about the mermaids right now, or she calls them mernades. Mm. She loves her mermaids. Andy?
You know, it's funny. I was browsing the bang options that you have in this game, the romance options, if you were. And I did get a distinct Disney vibe from the design. Like, you can see it's very clear as day.
Mm.
These are plucked from like a Disney movie, like from back in the day.
The imagination. So why Disney?
Well, personally, I think, you know, growing up watching Disney's, right? It is something that we do want to see more in game. We do see a lot of anime style farming game, and I mean, why not, right?
I mean, I'm with you on that. Like, there was something about it. It almost tickles the same part of the brain that when Cuphead was announced, and it had that classic 30s and 40s style cartoon that like you would watch late night when you're a little bit sick, and like all those Betty Boop and like Popeye and like all those older stuff would come on TV, and you kind of just get reminded of that. And like seeing something that's very Disney-fied is going to instantly bring us 30 plus year olds back to, you know, the late 80s and early 90s, where it started to really come around again with your Little Mermaid, your Aladdin's, your, you know, your Pocahontas and all that, and Hercules and, you know, all that kind of Lion King and whatnot. So yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, exactly. Why not is a very good answer to that. Did you have difficulty like finding people to nail that art style? Because like there are people that mimic the Disney art style, right? Like it is its own school almost. Like you see artists that practice that on purpose. Was it easy or hard for you to find the artists to actually both draw this but also animate it in a very specific way? Because if you have Disney characters that aren't exactly animated like Disney characters, it's going to look a little weird. So what was that approach like? Maybe that's okay, a producer question. I don't know. I don't know.
So do you want to take it or should I take it?
Sure. I think we're quite lucky when we're looking on, like we were searching for talents, especially on art stations, and we found this artist, and his name is David Ojaya. And when we open his page, it's like, oh, okay, like that's what he does, you know. And from that point on, we approach him. It's not easy. He's very busy, but eventually he is interested and likes our vision, and ends up joining the project. Mm-hmm. But David really specialized in this style, so this is like his wheelhouse.
Nice.
And I think after that, everything, like at least from the art style point of view, the part is pretty much set.
Maybe to add to what Soma said, like nailing it on the 2D, because David is such a talented artist, was like, okay, he had no problems, you know. It was like, it's like, okay, Disney characters, yeah, I can do that. And then trying to kind of, you know, translate that into the 3D space, okay, that's an entirely different headache. You know, that's been a constant struggle, you know, for us. So, yeah, just to add to that.
I do want to take a slight pivot here, because this game was funded on Kickstarter in 36 hours and is raised close to, you know, $1.6 million.
Oh, we almost have a whole yacht right there, Andy.
Yeah, what's that feeling like? when you're counting all those fat stacks, what goes through your minds at night, like? So we could not make this game and just buy a bunch of shit, or
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, you want to go or me?
Yeah, I can go. I mean, well, first thing, it was not what we anticipated at all. So it was just like, wow. And really, the biggest question was like, how? like, how did we get here? You know, that's kind of the biggest thing. And
is it all of Indonesia funding this game? Is that where the money is coming from primarily?
All of Indonesia.
No.
We can't reveal our sources. We're sorry.
No, it's actually in the community, right? Yeah.
On the community. Yeah, it was the US and the UK, really.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly US and Europe.
Yeah. I mean, this looks amazing. So, of course, it's gotten support from all over the place. But seeing it funded so quickly and such a huge response. There's other games that are like this on Kickstarter with a similar vibe, but this looks, there's so many things going on in this game. The systems, the romancing options, the farming, there's battling in caves, there's skill trees, there's a lot of stuff going on.
It is.
And it's crazy.
I think one of the things that we all felt, you know, it's like we had, you know, expectations going in. Mm-hmm. Okay, are we confident this game is going to get funded on Kickstarter? It was like, yes, right? Or else we wouldn't have done it.
So modest.
Yeah, well, and then there was like, okay, like how much does it need to sell? I mean, or how much does it need to fundraise? So like our egos, like, don't get hurt, you know? And then there was like, okay, what amount do we, you know, want it to hit so we can pursue some stretch goals? Mm-hmm. And then for it to do, you know, what it's done, I think there's been a lot of imposter syndrome, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, do we deserve this? You know, like yeah. Our community, you know, has just been, you know, so wholesome and supporting of us. Just the other day, actually, they made us, you know, like 700 cards, you know, just telling us that they were looking forward to the game.
Oh my God.
You know, what it meant to feel like they were represented. So, yeah, it's a lot of imposter syndrome for sure.
Like, how do you keep that in check though? Like, so, I mean, this is obviously, this isn't, you know, something people experience every day to have something like this be validated so quickly. Like your vision and your goals and your product, the thing you've been working on, has been validated. That's it. It's done. People believe in it, and they're putting hard earned money in the middle of a global pandemic, which I know is redundant, but a pandemic, they're putting their money towards this thing. So yeah, I get the whole imposter thing, but you know, it's got to feel good to have all that validated. No.
Well, yeah, I guess, because, you know, going into making this game, right, we do have a goal for the more representation and stuff like that. And I feel like people will perceive it well, but I just never, you know, would have thought it would be like this, if that makes sense.
Is that one of the main reasons you feel like you got the support you did? Is the representation is a huge, is it as big of a driving force for this game than you guys had thought possible? Because I mean, it's interesting that like you did focus on that when you were describing the game and what you wanted to see different in the genre.
Right.
One of the things was the art style and the representation, and you wanted to see yourselves in the game. And you're saying that people are writing you notes and you know, saying, oh, it's great to see myself in the game. It seems like that was that struck a chord with a lot of people. I mean, that's got to be pretty. I mean, I would never make something with like one or two small changes in mind and it blow up and expect it to blow up that much and strike a chord with so many people. What was it about that? What was it about the representation and making sure that's in the game that you think is resonating with people?
Okay. I think I'll try to answer this question.
Sure.
A big thing that I noticed, at least now, kind of like looking back, like I didn't know it then, but a lot of people say, oh, it's and there's so many people of colors, you know, there's very diverse, you know. But when we go and do this, I think we subconsciously just made characters that we can see around us because we're in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. So like we think it's diverse, you know, but not perceived that much as being super diverse because words around us are like this, you know, like there's a lot of people of color because
right.
Yeah.
To us, it seems diverse, but to you, it's like yeah. it's just our people in this game.
Yeah, especially like two of us grew up, you know, in Bali, right? Which is just like a melting pot of cultures, and I think to answer your question is like I think the initial pull was like, you know, like people feeling represented. I think yes, like. Initially in the Kickstarter, that's really what pulled people in. But first and foremost, I think it was also the stretch goals that really helped propel us because obviously with representation was the pull. But, you know, there were a lot of features that we wanted to see get added into a farm sim game. Mm-hmm. That I think other people also wanted to see get added into a farm sim game.
Sure.
You know, like seasonal outfits, like having the kids grow up and it just kind of escalated. And actually one of the biggest pulls was like this merfolk, you know, now merfolk kingdom, right? It was like, we sent a survey out and I think people must really just like merfolks, you know? So yeah, that's definitely been a big drive.
Mm.
Yeah. And the game looks dope as shit too. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, when I first saw this on Kickstarter, one of our listeners actually brought it to my attention a few weeks ago. And I was like, this just looks incredible and it's going to destroy all of my free time. But I keep coming back to the main pitch of this is a reimagined farm sim. Now, you touched on a few things about, because as fans of the genre, yet it was lacking in so many ways that you were like, fuck it, we'll do it ourselves. What did you think was lacking in a traditional farm sim game that this game is going to highlight to make it feel different and special from most farm sim games out there?
You know, maybe the way we would phrase it is more that what Harvest Moon and what Stardew Valley did maybe wasn't lacking so much as to like, okay, they have this pool of ingredients, right? And they've mixed it together. It's like having a two cooks cook the same thing and it ended up it ended up tasting different, right? So so one component was okay, we're gonna mix in our own spices to kind of make the same dish, but we also want to add our own flair to it, you know. So I think for us specifically, it was diving. You know, we think there's such a cool opportunity to explore underwater, which hasn't been done in a farming game is that we can recall anyway. I think that would be a big component for us.
Can you farm underwater? Cause that's like some next level shit, right?
Ah, man, the seaweed's the know the
plankton, you know,
plankton, and, absolutely, right? Absolutely.
Well, maybe the question should be: do you guys think we should be able to farm on water?
Man,
oof. You know, it's loaded. It's loaded, Jeremy.
It is because do you want to take away from the coral? Do you want to take away from the coral? The ecosystem of the coral?
I don't want to say yes and set your dev time back 2 years. So
either way, you're quitting your job in 18 months.
I'm just going to say no.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So you did mention the whole environmental thing. Like that seemed to be another sticking point to you. In what ways do you tackle that, especially in your planning right now? Like what can you tell us about that aspect of Coral Island?
Yeah, I guess. But you want to take it, Tom?
Yeah, sure. The environment aspect is that we tie we have this cleanliness factor of the town that can increase the as you go deeper in the diving levels. And in the diving levels, one of the ways to progress is you have to clean trash. Mm. And the more you clean trash, you clear the level and progress. And the deeper you progress, like the more you clean trash, the cleaner the town. And it will unlock a lot of mechanics. Like we tie that up to crop quality mechanic, for example. Like if you play Stardew or Harvest Moon, you know the fastest way to make money, there's only one way, that is efficiency. That is to make better tools and you can make more crops, right? And by introducing diving and tied up with the cleaning mechanic, now you have another option, that is to clean diving, and which then allow you to upgrade your seed quality that sells more. So player, we want player to balance between should I farm faster or should I increase the prices of my crops?
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of them. From the town side, we do have a town progression are locked to this cleanliness values.
Very nice.
And then, may I just add something? Or
absolutely, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you want to go, Ayini, or should I?
Sure. So to top of what Soma said, well, we're kind of hoping as well that, you know, this environmental awareness thing doesn't just stop in the game, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why, yeah, we want to put it in a subtle way to kind of, I don't want to say educate, but you know, once you see it and then it becomes a thing that you just do, hopefully it becomes a second nature for the player. And then maybe, you know, we can see a little bit of impact there.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry, I just want to add as well.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because to answer your question about, right now in the real world, there are scientists looking at how can we, you know, make corals more resistant to rising ocean temperatures, mm-hmm. right? And the way that we've incorporated, you know, the environmental awareness is very tied to that. So, you know, that is going to be a big quest line in the game, is that you, the player, will, you know, help scientists figure out like, okay, hey, these are the corals that you guys should breed that will be, you know, like more resistant to rising ocean temperatures. So mm-hmm. to answer your question, that's the literal way that we're incorporating environmental awareness.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And to speak on Ayuni's point, it's sort of like, like when I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and when we do something that's in the make-believe world, or we talk about something, they can associate that with real world stuff. You know, with the whole mask wearing thing, when they see, you know, when we explain to them, they don't really understand. They know there's a germ, right? It's a pandemic. They know there's a germ. So they put their mask on, but now they're starting to see commercials, TV shows, with people with masks on them, and it almost normalizes it a little bit. And then when they go outside, they see a person wearing their mask incorrectly down, you know, in the middle of their mouth, and they'll say that daddy, that man's not wearing his mask the right way. And that's kind of like a subtle way of, in the same way that you could do with this game, is like, yeah, you see trash, pick it up. The oceans are important. Don't throw your bottle in the ocean. Like, yeah, it might be fun to try and send a message to the merfolk, but like, no, because it's causing problems. And like, you could really get through to somebody, because all it takes is thinking twice about something, and you've already made progress in that person who would otherwise just crumple up or flick the cigarette butt in the ocean, and just, you know, while they're walking on the pier or something like that. So that is, to again, Ayuni, I think that's spot on. It's not necessarily hand holding or teaching. It's more of just putting something in the back of a player's mind, so that when they do go out into like the real world, they do make some better choices, because they're just training themselves slowly over time to recognize good behavior versus bad behavior. Would that be accurate?
Exactly. Yeah, like the positive feedback thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we go to the beach, for instance, just taking out your trash with you, just little things like that, that will really have actual impact, right, in the world. So that's definitely, you know, something that I hope to see this game brings.
Yeah, I think people also respond more to subtlety than it being just like shoved down their throats. Like, you know, it reminds me back when I used to play Mario Sunshine. You know, I would go and just hose random buildings up with some water, and just, you know, just to get all the dirt off. You know, I didn't have to say, "Hey, go clean some shit." No, I could just go out there and learn from playing the game and do it myself. But yeah, I like how there's no like there's like an agenda like to teach people like, you know, you must, you know, go green or be good about the environment, but just showing how it can affect something like the coral. Like, I see a screenshot now, it has like, it's a seafloor with just garbage in it, and it's breaking my heart, and there's no text or anything. It just shows a picture of it, and that it speaks volumes of what's happening on the ocean floor. And teach it in a very subtle way, it can go miles in changing our behavior.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. From a production, like a producer standpoint, like when you're sort of pulling these pieces together, especially when you're hiring or outsourcing or whatever, is this a message that you want to let all the people understand, or is it something that's kind of unspoken that just through actions or through example, you're just seeing this vision kind of come together?
I think when, from a producer standpoint, I'm more concerned about schedules and making sure we have enough people and getting things done. Right now we don't like constantly communicate about this. Like when we discussed it with the team, it was, okay, guys, diving level. You know, how many people needed to make the asset, what features needed, you know, it's not really, we're kind of pushing the message to the team all the time. And I don't think it's necessary as well, right? Because I want them to have that singular focus, you know, like completing features.
Make the thing. I got it.
Make the thing.
Make the thing, yeah. We'll worry about what the thing is later. Just make the thing. Here it is, and we'll figure out all the flavor of it later. What about from the, you know, a creative director standpoint? Like when you're looking at it, and do you have to kind of nail that message home with somebody that maybe just isn't getting it from a gameplay perspective, or from, you know, has that been, because you know, not everybody really cares about the environment. It's sad to say, but a lot of people don't. Like, they just, whatever, it's out of sight, out of mind. Have you had those types of issues with the team, or has it been something that you've had to kind of, or is it just, we get it, we're making the thing?
So, no, actually, you know, I mean, the team is, we're pretty close. We speak every day. So I think we all are kind of on the same boat. So you're right. Not everybody is going to be gung-ho about, you know, environmental awareness, but nobody's really like, oh, you know, this isn't going to make any, nobody's being negative about it.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're all kind of see the same vision in a way. And yeah, I think that's really important, you know, for a team.
What drugs are the chickens on in this game? Because I'm looking at, you know, the various wildlife in this game, the pigs, the cows, the llamas, the goats, the sheep, the luwak, and the quail, and the peafowl, but the chicken has like the most bugged out eyes.
Have you seen a chicken in real life, Andy? They're terrifying.
I have, but this is like, I want what that chicken's on. That chicken looks very happy right now with its life.
Looks like he's having a good time, man.
Yeah. And is the chicken a metaphor for how he will feel whilst playing Coral Island? Just high all the time, high on life. Just exactly, being awesome. Yeah. And You know, I do want to touch on that because there's actually, you can have pets in this game as well. Mm-hmm. Like, aside from cats and dogs, like foxes and shit. How do the pets add to the overall experience in Coral? What do they do for you on a day-to-day basis?
Wow, look at that.
That was a long pause. Holy crap.
Yeah, it was a long pause. It's like, oh, such a deep question. The pets, such an integral part to the gameplay. To circle back on that one.
You can interact with a pet. Mm-hmm. The pet's going to farm, and we're going to have a festival that you can join with your pet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So good. Can I get outfits for the pet? Can I dress it up like a maniac, like I do to my own dog in real life? He has like 10 outfits just for one day alone.
So I'm looking at your romanceable characters, and it's quite a list. Quite a list.
Steven, let me tell you right now, one is it? Who is he?
I could tell you who's gonna break my heart. I could tell you right now.
I'm going after either Theo or Surya.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. I think Leah might be just she seems like she's gonna be very high maintenance. Like she's gonna want me to do a lot of quests for her, and I feel like a lot of them are gonna revolve around lilies and roses and like flower stuff for some reason. Mm-hmm. But Alice is like the girl next door. Right, actually reminds me of my wife a little bit, except my wife's a brunette. So I think Alice might be my romanceable option here. You know, it depends. She, you know, listen, maybe she likes ladies. I don't know.
Steven.
Yes.
Doesn't Sam look like Steven Urkel from Family Matters a little bit?
Where's
in
Sam?
The townies.
Townies.
Scroll down to
scrolling,
the townies.
Scrolling. Yes, scrolling.
He's in the first three. You know, he has a
yes.
little bow tie.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But he...
You are not the first person to mention that.
Right, but he looks like... You know what he looks like? He looks like Urkel, but after he transforms, but he didn't change his clothes. So he's Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel. Yeah. He's getting there.
Yeah, he's getting
the
there.
The glasses just came off.
He's getting there.
The cool serum hit him.
Also, if you happen to need your muffler swapped, Jocko got you covered. Or is it Jaco? Jaco? I don't know. But he's got you covered.
Pronounce that Jocko.
Oh, that's Jocko. An O. Okay, all right. It could just be my contrast. It could just be my Oh, there it is. It's an O. You're right. I zoomed in. It's an O. Also, why is Jim the worst piano teacher ever? Like, you can just tell he is just the worst piano teacher. He is hitting kids' knuckles with a ruler. He's just not. He's not friendly. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. What would it take to get in the game? That's my question. How do I become Disneyfied and be like the town wino or something? Can I be a homeless person on the island?
Oh my God. It could be a pair of drunkards. We're the ones throwing the tires in the ocean.
Yeah, we're the bulk and skull of the island.
We're a boss fight, Steven.
We're the anti-Captain Planet. That's we're sludge. Yes, sludge and muck. That's who we
Listen,
are.
Every good story is a good villain, and you
it's
and
true.
I would be.
It's true.
So good at being assholes in this game.
So can we talk a little bit about the longevity of the game? Like, is this one of those things like it could go on forever? Is there an end game here? Do you plan on supporting the game after, you know, whatever main story you have, you know, planned out? Or these games seem to live on forever. But like, what's your plan, at least from what you can tell our listeners?
Soma, do you want to answer that?
Sure. The original plan was to support it 3 years of content updates after we release. Right now, since we passed the milestones for island hopping, which is the last one, mm-hmm. definitely have to deliver on that one. So yeah, that's kind of the goal here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
like
I'm reading it now just so like our listeners know what island hopping is. This is you unlock a new biome to explore around Coral Island. You slowly build a ship and travel to different islands for even more stories. So it looks like you're not only just giving us someplace to explore and maybe farm in or find resources in or, you know, maybe other characters to either, you know, just interact with me, but you're actually going to create stories on these islands that you're going to be able to hop to. Okay.
Yes. We can't go into more detail.
No, that's fine. Are you planning? Do you guys have like a finite amount of islands? Is it just like you're just going to keep adding them as you go along, or is this something like I imagine that you didn't make these stretch goals without having any sort of implementation in mind, right? So, you know, obviously you know what you can and can't do. So. Obviously you're saying island hopping, there's going to be multiple islands. That's fine. You know, all that stuff. Do you have like a number in mind that you absolutely want to hit on this? Or is it just kind of, we'll see where development takes us.
So maybe I can answer that question.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to be candid, we blasted through like our first set of stretch goals. Right. And then we had to add, you know, a second set of stretch goals. And so island hopping was this idea that was like so far removed, you know,
right.
Like, hey, you know, it would be cool if we did island hopping. So, I mean, internally we had only spoken, like it was really surface level. Our plan in terms of tackling island hopping would be to involve the community.
Interesting.
So as we get closer to the 1.0 release, we'll be like, hey guys, a community, we have bandwidth for this much content, right? And, you know, what would you like to see? You know, maybe the development team has like, okay, we really want this idea, so this is definitely going to make it in. And we'll see what the community comes up with, because our community is just super, super great. And I'm sure they'll come up with a lot of cool ideas that we can implement for sure.
Steve, I take it back. I scroll down to like where the gods flowers are.
Oh, here we go. Yep.
There's like this like sexy ass mer guy
that's question
my life right now.
Making you question your life. I'm gonna continue scrolling.
He is like looking to my soul right now.
I tell you what, that swordfish is looking mighty delicious right now.
Right.
Oh my, look at these. I could see where you're getting that from.
I'm getting some like Zelda vibes too with this whole like the Coral 3 Goddess of Flowers. Now it's got lore? Holy shit.
The Kingdom of Giants.
I know.
Oh my goodness. He's all like, how's it, brother? And you're all like, yo, what's up?
You know how it is.
I mean,
I'm not sure where it goes, but I don't give a
shit. It's here. No, this is absolutely gorgeous. Folks, if you haven't checked this out yet, if you're just listening to this episode and you don't know what the hell we're talking about, go to the Kickstarter, because the stuff you guys had prepared for this Kickstarter, no wonder why it got funded so quick. You look like, I mean,
it's gonna launch tomorrow.
Yeah, so you have your shit together. You know what I mean? Like you know what's up right here. How much longer do we have for this one? Where are we? When does this thing end? I'm confused. Why can't I find it?
It's over, dude.
Oh, it's over. Okay, I see it now. Over. Okay. Over. Damn. All right. Well, I guess I'll wish list. You know what I mean? But yeah, you guys got to check this out and wish list this thing on. Yeah, I believe me, I know.
We know.
I mean, goodness, this is absolutely beautiful. So this is that brings us to a very, very special part of the show, team. Okay. This is everybody's favorite part. Our listeners, me, Andy, my cat behind me on the couch. We all love this part. And it's, of course, rapid fire. This is where we are going to get to know you. That's right. Actually, you're over here. There you go. We're going to get to know you. So we're going to ask you some off the cuff questions, and we want just your random answers. Just hit us up with some answers. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to go Soma, Ayuni, and Jeremy. That's how we're going to go through this. So when we ask a question, you go, boom, in that order. Okay. I think that's just the easiest way.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right. Mm-hmm. First question. Which power would you rather have? Invisibility or flight?
What?
Definitely invisibility.
Invisibility. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why for me? Mm-hmm. I think it would save me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Same. I would flight all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can fly already, though. Mm-hmm.
And it's good for the environment.
Oh, well, there you go.
This is true. This is very true.
There you go. I'm going to change things up because I'm an asshole.
Here we go. Brace yourselves, team.
No. Don't worry. It's going to be fun. I promise.
Okay.
Soma and Ayuni. What word best describes Jeremy when he's been drinking too much?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
When he's been speaking too much? Or
drinking.
Or having a
drinking too much.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh, my God, I'll be all this cash on hand now. We're millionaires. We'll be buying these yachts. This game's going to be a hit. And he's hitting the sauce pretty hard. And he can't stop. He's just that happy. And then, like, man, Jeremy, he's being this way. What way? How is he? One word to describe him when he's taking the happy juice.
For me, it would be loud.
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 Okay.
Yeah. I can see that.
Don't believe her lies.
She's a fraud.
I mean, this is not even him drinking. This is just his normal day to day stuff.
So is it loud? Is louder? Is the word
louder?
Boundary pushing.
Yeah. I'm holding back right now.
It's just boundary pushing. Okay, like our daily meeting is like, hey guys, got an idea, and then I'm like, wait, what? hold on, you know.
It's like, take it down like 5 decibels.
This might be a tough question to ask or to answer quickly, but I want you to give just right off the top of your head the first one that comes to mind. What is the video game that you played that made you fall in love with video gaming?
Wow, that's so loaded.
This is pretty easy. For me, it's Final Fantasy VII
R. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, the original and the latest.
Right.
Final Fantasy VII.
I was so into the subreddit Universe 2 and the whole
fan. It's a great answer.
It's a very good answer. Ayuni?
It's a good answer.
Back to Nature, Harvest Moon for me.
Harvest Moon, indeed.
Harvest Moon, yes.
I would say Pokemon Yellow.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Dude, that game broke my heart. That game almost taught me to hate video games because... Yeah, you know, I lost my game save after 200 hours, but whatever.
Oh no.
Oh, the heartbreak.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no? Soma, you first.
Yes.
Yes.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Don't discriminate.
Yes. It's actually good. It tastes good. It's kind of sweet and
sure. I didn't ask for a thesis, Jeremy. Jeremy, I see your. There's a burning response you're trying to get out. What is it? Is it a hard no?
For all my good people on the internet, I can say proudly, hells to the no.
There it is.
Oh wow!
There it is.
Wow. Jeez.
There it is.
All right.
It's the only answer, Stephen. It's
here's a good one. Here's a good one. This all right. Each one of your phone rings, okay? One of the three of you is in jail. Who is it and what is it for?
Okay, there we go.
What?
Soma, who's in jail and what is it for?
Oh, I like this one. This might have to be a permanent fixture on the show.
This is a good one.
With more than one guest. Yeah, I like this.
This is very dark.
We like it dark. Go dark.
What? Maybe Ayuni can go. Or Ayuni.
Ayuni, okay. Ayuni, you go first. You go first, Ayuni. It's okay.
Okay, well, who's going to be in jail between these two? I feel like they both can be in jail.
Oh,
wow.
Being loud, too loud, maybe in the club or something.
Oh, disturbing the peace.
Yes.
Someone's been drinking again. I see.
Or existing, apparently. Jeremy, who's your phone rings? Who's in jail and what's it for?
You know, the honest answer would be I think I would be the one in jail. I'd probably be calling myself, and you probably know why I'd be calling myself. It's a key show.
Future me, get help.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be like, get me out of here, man.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. I think since I asked Soma and Ayuni a question about Jeremy, I'm going to ask one to Jeremy about the other two. So Jeremy, Soma and Ayuni call you separately. Mm. They've each killed someone.
Oh boy, damn, bro.
To which one do you say, oh my God, we got to call the police. Like, what have you done? You know, you got to go and take care of this now. And which one do you say, I'll grab the shovel and I'll be there in 10 minutes?
Well, this is an easy question. This is an easy question because I would tell Soma, you know, we need to call the police.
Uh-huh.
And then I would grab my shovel for Ayuni because we're actually married. So,
okay.
I throw that in at the very end.
This is like
the plot thickens.
Is that a mic drop moment?
That is the plot thickens, ladies and gentlemen. Well, boy. Now we have a new dynamic.
See, now I really wish you would have gotten the shovel for Soma and put your wife in jail. Much better twist.
But now we have some cannon fodder for this for the rapid fire.
That's the twist.
Oh, I love it.
Sail into the sunset with Soma.
So Jeremy, since you are you're betrothed, you're married, you have a significant other. Why are you putting so many romance options in this game, man? What's going on? What, you trying to live out some mermaid fantasies? What's happening over here?
Oh gosh, you know, I think it's probably all of the above.
Fair, I mean, like, that's like, fair.
Real talk. Ariel was my biggest crush.
Oh, I mean,
as a kid,
oh, yeah. God.
So it was like. I was all about Little Mermaid.
It
you
explains
know, so.
So much.
I mean, it does explain. Yeah. Maybe that's also why Ayuni does not have a camera. Maybe Ayuni is a merfolk.
Is she a merfolk?
And we can't reveal it because
I can't say anything about that.
That's fair. That's fair.
Great secrets.
That's fair. Andy, go ahead. You handsome devil, you.
Yeah, I was about to ask Jeremy if you ever jerked off to Splash before.
Oh my God, Andy! Andy, this is. This is adults
Andy,
only,
internet
but
kind of broke up a bit here. I left there.
Good.
I think
have that stricken from the record, please.
I gotta find a cleaner question. Is cereal a soup? Let's go with that one.
Yes. Is cereal a soup?
Cereal.
Can I say hell no?
Yeah, I'm strong on that too. No. Cereal is not soup.
Very strong stances. If you had the ability to go anywhere in space, just you can go anywhere at any time. Fuel is not a problem. Physics is not a problem. Science agrees with you. You can go. You're like Superman. Okay. You could just go to space wherever you want or go to anywhere in the ocean. Where would you want to go? Would you rather go to space, unexplored space, or unexplored ocean?
I will be going to space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's actually a lifelong dream, right? And it might happen. Jeff Bezos is doing it now, right? Like, space travel is probably 30 years from now, I guess.
Get you on that Space Force, Soma. It's the next step.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Space Force, oh my God. That show is funny. So fun.
Ayuni, where are you going?
I think I'd probably be going underwater. Yeah. I don't know. It's so pretty down there. It'd be nice to explore without having to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I feel like the ocean, aside from the crushing weight of the ocean, like it's just terrifying down there. But if you don't have to worry about it, like space, at least, you know, oh, there's going to be, you know, a planet somewhere, but like, or like, I don't know, whatever, but you'll be fine. But the ocean is like, there are stuff on Earth that is here that we do not know about. Like Earth,
the Kraken, the Kraken.
We've lived here a long time and we don't know what's happening down there. That's scary. Jeremy, what about you?
I would say space. Only because visibility gets pretty bad, you know.
Science figured it out. Science figured it out. You're good. You're fine down there.
Yeah.
I still say space. It's
not blurry. Okay. Yeah. No, it's not blurry. Your eyeballs are great. They're like basically you're an anglerfish. You know what I mean? But where's the angle? Where's the angle hanging from? You never know. You never know. Things might have just gotten dirty again, Andy. Next question.
I love when things get dirty.
I know you do.
If you had the power to shrink anything and take it with you, what would that thing be? Don't say space.
The moon.
Then we're all crushed by the
waves. Can you shrink it back or no?
Yeah, yes, you can. Yeah, you could shrink it. It's like Ant-Man. You got a ray gun.
It's a one.
Yeah.
It only works on one thing. You pick the one thing, and you can shrink it and de-shrink it at will. What is that one thing you're going to pick?
And no harm to the person.
No, of course not. No.
Okay. Very easy, actually. I'll shrink my kids.
Okay.
Cry so loud.
And just, you know, get a little turtle like
little turtle enclosure.
Throw them in there.
You know, the bottom are like lower.
Yeah. I'm a turtle. Well, you gotta find them afterwards, Soma. Like a microscopic.
Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous.
I'm in a box or something.
You keep the house cat away. Very important.
Right.
Ayuni, what are you shrinking down and taking with you?
You know, I never really thought about anything like that. I mean, I read when I'm bored, so probably just Kindle.
Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Just get like a little Kindle, make it postage stamp size, and just be like, I could take this anywhere. TSA ain't going to find this.
An entire library, just have it in your pocket.
Right. Yeah, you could shrink the New York Public Library.
Right.
Just be like, pew, the whole thing. And you just be like, I have any book I want. But when you make that big again, it's going to be very difficult.
It's going to be in a field or something like that.
Yeah, you got to have that in like a large field, perhaps somewhere in space. But you're going in the ocean, so you're ruining your library. You understand that, right?
Those books are ruined.
Those poor books are destroyed. Jeremy, what about you? What are you shrinking down?
I think about all the time in my spare time. You know?
I'm sure you
right.
do. I'm
sure right. You do.
No, I have thought about this. I would shrink. You guys know those containers that have been refurbished into homes?
Sure, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I would shrink one of those things, and I would like it would allow me to travel the world at ease and still bring my little house and pop it, you know, like shrink it.
That's a good idea.
Wow, look at you.
That's a very good idea.
A lot of thought.
A lot of thought going into that.
Things that keep you up at night, Jeremy.
That's right. You don't need a foundation for that. Like it's good. You just be like, oh man, I'm tired. Boop, boom, right there. You're good.
There's like a Venn diagram. It says like merfucking and like plastic houses, and it's like Jeremy in the middle.
Right.
That's how that works.
Right. Mermaid fantasies and storage container houses. Right.
Stop entering my head, please.
Yeah. Trust me. We need to get out of there because it is dark up there. It's a little twisted.
Darkest space.
You could clear your browser history, but you can't clear up here. It's very scary.
No, you can't.
Andy, let's get one more question. Oh no, that was me. It's me. Yeah.
It's you, I'll do mine.
And then you'll do the final question. Okay.
Okay.
The final question. Yeah.
This is too good of a show, Steven.
It's a great show. I understand.
I like all these people so much. I don't want to end.
With this in mind, you are guaranteed to win. Okay. You're guaranteed to win what I'm about to tell you. Who is the one person on Earth in any time period ever that you can get into a one-on-one fisticuff with, and you're guaranteed to win that fisticuff, who is that person? I think I broke Jeremy. I think he's .exe crashed.
Jeremy, that .exe has failed.
Yeah.
Am I that easy to read?
Jeremy didn't know whether to go current or like the Hitler route. Like he was really focused right there for a second.
He's got a full blown kill list, like, you know, on the post-it note on the monitor hanging out.
Oh, geez. Oh, well, I guess I'm adding Andy to that list.
Steven, this podcast can go kill
Walt
itself.
Walt Disney. Ayuni, I want to start with you on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
You start with her.
Whose ass do you want to kick in a guaranteed fight?
Guaranteed win.
It's guaranteed win.
I think it would have been my brother. My big brother.
Wow.
That's deep. That's a deep answer. A lot of unresolved issues.
No. It's because he's like really fit and
he's fat or fit?
Fit.
Okay.
You just want to have that victory over him. That's right. That's good. That's commendable. That's commendable.
I'm into that.
Okay. Soma. Tell me, who are you kicking the crap out of?
Like, so hard.
Like, let's go, man. Let's you and me, bro.
The victory doesn't have to be violence, right?
No, not necessarily. I did say fisticuffs, though. Right. I did say fisticuffs.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an arm wrestle.
No,
okay.
Fisticuffs, punching, okay, punching, and winning.
There will be blood.
There. Well, maybe it depends.
Right.
For the record, if he's listening, I don't want to beat him up, obviously.
I still think you should.
I don't really have anybody.
There's got to be someone that pisses you off. I want to kill Steven five times.
I know who my answer is. And I want to punch that pacifist face right off his face. I want to get him real good. I want to get him in a headlock and just beat him senseless. And that's Mahatma Gandhi. I'm coming after you, bro. I'm coming after you, Gandhi. You keep launching nukes at me in Civ 6, and I'm tired of it, bro. I'm tired of it, Gandhi. I'm tired of your shit. I'm going to tie you to a fucking bedpost, and I'm going to beat you senseless with my fists and my knees. That's going to happen, Gandhi. I'm coming for you, bro.
I just want someone to be like Jesus.
I almost went there, but I just to see what would happen. But I'm going Gandhi because
Betty White.
I'm not. Betty White. Poor Betty White. She's gonna live to be 300, isn't she?
She is.
Jeremy, who the hell are you fighting?
Yeah.
Okay. So seriously, the controversial answer to this, would be someone like, I even feel weird saying this.
A certain politician?
No. Well, that.
I don't think there's anything controversial about that, but go on.
Okay. I mean, I can't just choose one. I want to either fight, Jesus out of curiosity.
Sure. Right. Just see what happens. Yeah.
To see if those abs are really all there.
See if he's a tough guy. Also, see if he's black. Could really change things. He's a black guy. Look at that.
My curiosity.
Sure, sure. You're not killing the guy, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just fighting.
Exactly.
You're just getting into a quick little. Yeah, getting into a scuffle behind the bar. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
The second would be Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
That would.
But that seems too easy, though. Like
that is a guaranteed win, I would bet.
Right.
So the old shin splints.
Well, and then the third would probably be someone like Achilles. I just kind of
nice, good choice. Good choice. Like you wanted to be like a nice top of the mountain. Like get the toughest dude you can. You know you're gonna win.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not guaranteed to not get hurt, though, right?
Right. I'd be playing Hades in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's plenty of
that.
Like when you think about it that way, like hell yeah, give me a Brock Lesnar. Yeah. I'll punch him good.
Just for the experience.
The thing is, you could still get like CTE. These people could still beat you senseless, but you win. You won,
right?
But they beat the shit out of you too. I mean, I'm okay with that though. If I, as long as I could still chew my food afterward, I'm okay.
You're paralyzed from the eyebrows down.
My eyes are just like, they're just like, yeah, in three different directions.
Like, unless you can raise them, like, for yeses and noes.
Yes. Fur your
you
brow if it's yes.
Being able to say that you've done it. What? What is that?
You're adding too many modifiers. Modifiers. Okay.
But what does he look like?
What did he come out looking like? He's paralyzed from the tops of his ears down. Which one's higher? I don't know. Andy, final question. Hit us up.
Oh, is this final or my
final? Final.
Oh, God. I don't want it to end. All right, guys. This is the final question of the hour. It is the most difficult question of your entire lives.
Oh, damn.
And I'm going to switch and look right into the camera for this one, because it's...
Me too.
You got to hear from the soul. It's a simple question.
A baby can answer it.
But also the most difficult question you'll ever answer in your entire lives. Mm-hmm. Simple choice. Mm-hmm. It's a binary choice. Mm-hmm. And that choice is Andy or Steven. Le gasp.
I'm a little unkept though, Andy. I have neck pain.
I know, but there's three of them, so I'm guessing they could be like a tiebreaker thing going on.
There could be. Let's see what happens here.
It could be a clean sweep.
It could be.
We don't know.
It could be.
This is the joy of this moment, the awkwardness of this question.
Yes.
That I love and burns a hole in my stomach every single week.
So, hey, I overthink things.
Good.
Is this just the, like, okay, mm-hmm, who I would rather hang out with?
You don't know.
We don't know.
You don't know.
So it's just like
who would you rather,
you know
take a shot to the face? You know, yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
let your brain run wild on this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember the order, guys. It's Soma, Ayuni, then Jeremy last.
Correct. Oh, correct.
What a shit.
Okay, so we have to honor, our host here. So, Soma, you're going to have to go first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Probably Steven. We're probably
nailed it.
Going to be talking about that stuff because I have a kid similar age as you.
There you go. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Simple. You said it.
Woo, Ayuni, be careful about this one.
Andy.
Okay. That's a safe one.
There's nothing safe about me, asshole.
There is, because as a gay man, Andy, you are the least threatening of the two choices.
No, they don't know. I will scratch your eyes out.
Well, you wanted to go last, and now you're the tiebreaker.
And I immediately regret my decision. This through. How did I think this was going to play out?
Exactly.
And you won $1.7 million to make a video game.
It's as if you asked for this, Jeremy.
There are like 200 of these shows on the internet, at least 70 of them that we do rapid fire in. You would think you knew what you're getting yourself into. You would think.
Yeah. Boy, I hate making decisions like this.
That's why we ask it.
Oh, God. Did I just need to decide? Okay. Okay, let me just do some pros and cons real quick.
Oh, my God. We're getting a whole breakdown here? This is new.
This is good. No, this is good.
No. It's a pros and cons mentally in my mind.
It's in there.
No, this is good. This is good.
Okay.
My decision is based off of your surrounding environment. Mm-hmm. And I would say, Andy, you have a more interesting surrounding environment. So sorry.
I'll take it.
I understand.
A win's a win.
I understand.
Did you just go off camera because of a reason?
Wow.
I can't face them anymore.
Oh, there it goes. It's back. It's back. Oh, no. It's disappeared. No. No. Everything's ruined.
Still, I will take the W.
Everything's scattered. Come back and put everybody back in their spots. No.
Oh, this is going to be so fun for you to edit.
Oh, I'm not editing this. This is going up as is. This is great.
It's PC blue screen. He just told me on chat.
All right.
You got a blue screen?
A blue screen.
I can handle this question.
Listen, I get it. Here, let me see if this works. No, that didn't work.
He had just enough time to answer. That's all I appreciate.
That's I appreciate it too, and I appreciate our guests and the egg scramble that is this interview. It's okay, guys, because this is what we do. This has been the Dual Screens Podcast. Please, ladies and gentlemen, wish list Coral Island on Steam. All of that fun stuff. We're here and we love you for listening. We love our guests. Thank you so much. Where could everybody find you guys on social media really quickly?
I'm on Twitter. I'm only on Twitter, actually, at Peach Cobbler. Yeah.
Soma.
My Twitter handle is Soma Wisnu, SOMAWISNU.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And give us all the, what about the game, social media handles, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Where can you find information about the game? Give us all those deets.
Our Twitter handle is Coral Island Game, at mm-hmm. Coral Island Game. And mm-hmm. let's see, Facebook is facebook.stairway.studio.games.
All right.
And he's back. There he is.
Back you cannot again. Make this up. Okay, it's like my brain literally overheated and my computer just blue screened.
Your computer sympathized with you. Yeah. Well, we're just getting the social medias out of the way.
I have that effect on most men. Don't worry about it.
And computers. And computers. You should see his virus scan. Jeremy, where can everybody find you on the internet?
Okay, and our Instagram handle is Stairway Games.
Mm-hmm. Stairway, got it. Stairway. Okay. Very good. Jeremy, where can everybody find you on the Twitter and the social medias and all that fun stuff?
Gosh, I don't really do social media. I have a Twitter handle I don't even know what the handle is.
That's fair.
You know, I just retweet a lot of our things, so apologies.
That's all right. No worries. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming on our show, and we, of course, want to thank our Patreon producers. We have Vegas Girl on Fire, our newest Patreon producer. Thank you so much for doing that. FNH Paul and Colton the Apprentice Nestler. Again, if you guys want to support the show, go to patreon.com/NDS podcast. We appreciate it greatly. Andy, this has been thrilling. This has been an awesome episode. I'm very happy with this one.
Yes, I have a few parting remarks.
Yes, parting thoughts, please, before we say goodbye. Yes.
I would like to give a shout out to Mrs. Rudolph 12.
Rudolph, yep.
Rad
Stuff, as I call her.
Who brought this game to my attention. And I am very, you know, I can't thank her enough because this game looks incredible and it made this show happen. So thanks for that.
You could follow her on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mrs. Rudolph. That's MRSRADUF. LF.
Yes.
I did.
And also, I want to say to our guests, thank you for coming on the show, for popping that podcast cherry. No other podcast you do will be as fun as this one. So, sorry to say,
it's all downhill from here.
They're all crap from
here. But it's kind of like a bunny hill, though.
It's really high.
It's a bunny hill. Let's be serious. thank you, Soma. Thank you, Ayuni. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, listeners. And as always, please be excellent to each other.